Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Rupa & Company Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumeet Khaitan from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Khaitan.
Thank you, Arshia. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the call today. We are joined by the management of Rupa & Company Limited, represented by Mr. Vikas Agarwal, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Sumeet Khowala, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I just like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on belief and opinion as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks which are unforeseen and difficult to predict. A detailed disclaimer has been added to the reference presentation, which was uploaded on the exchange. I hope everyone had a chance to go through it. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vikas Agarwal here. On behalf of Rupa & Company Limited, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you who have joined us for this results con call. We appreciate your time and interest in our company's performance, and I hope that everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchange. Our revenues in quarter two stood at rupees 302 crores, representing a growth of 6% on year-on-year basis. Our sales volume experienced a robust double-digit growth this quarter, a 15% growth in quarter two, and a 10% growth for the first half of financial year 2024. The segment-wise growth in year-on-year terms, quantity-wise, premium 22%, mid-premium 20%, economy 9%. Geography-wise, Hindi heartland showed an impressive quantitative growth of 27% in H1. Modern trade contributed rupees 28 crores to our revenue in H1 financial year 2024. Revenue contribution from modern trade stood at 5% in first half year. Owing to multiple factors leading to disturbance in global markets, demand for exports faced a distinct challenge. However, in a significant development, we inaugurated a dedicated export unit during this quarter, enhancing our manufacturing capabilities and expanding our revenue potential. We have also made addition to our senior management team, and we are happy to announce the appointment of Group Chief Digital and IT Officer, which allows us to capture a great opportunity in digital and online space. Going forward, as per our earlier guidelines of 18 to 20% CAGR growth year-on-year basis, we are working on same. Quantity-wise, of course, we are achieving the same. We'll be doing better. In terms of value, a lot will depend upon the raw material prices. As per our prudential financial practices, we'll continue to holistically focus on our margins while achieving the aforesaid targets. And we envisage an EBITDA margin of 11 to 12% on annual basis for the current year. We are focused and navigating the market with determination to place ourselves in an advantageous position to exploit the rise in demand in coming quarters. Yarn spreads have currently stabilized but may soften further. We are closely monitoring the challenging business dynamics and are taking active steps based on prevailing and near future expectations. We are committed to enhancing our product mix, and our strategy is built on optimizing processes, controlling expenses, and capturing growth opportunities to strengthen shareholder value. We look forward to our continued support as we navigate the road ahead together. With that, I would now conclude my speech and wish you all a very happy and prosperous Diwali, and would like to hand over the floor to our CFO, Mr. Sumit Khowala, about financial performance of our company. Over to you, Sumit.
Thank you, Vikas sir. Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us for our Quarter 2 and H1 FY24 earnings call. I will provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter as well as first half of the FY24. On quarterly performance, revenue from operations for Quarter 2 FY24 stood at INR 302 crores, grew by 6% year-on-year. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at 32 crores as compared to 29 crores same period last year, registering a growth of 11% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 10.7% for the quarter, up by 50 basis points year-on-year. The net profit for the quarter stood at 21 crore against 17 crore in Quarter 2 FY23, which grew by 22% year-on-year. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 6.8%, up by 90 basis points year-on-year. Now coming to the half-yearly performance, our revenue from operations for H1 FY24 stood at 498 crores against 500 crores in H1 FY23, down by 0.4% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 44 crores, degrew by 8% year-on-year, and EBITDA margins for H1 FY24 stood at 8.8%, down by 70 basis points year-on-year. PAT for H1 FY24 stood at 25 crores as against 29 crores same period last year, degrew by 15% year-on-year. PAT margin stood at 5%, down by 90 basis points year-on-year. Cash generated from operations stands at 91 crore positive, which has been majorly utilized in reducing the debt. Our net debt stands on September 23 is rupees 62 crore versus 134 crore in March 23. In addition, our diligent approach to the working capital management has led to decrease from INR 788 crore in March 23 to 743 crore in September 23, indicating our commitment to efficient resource management. Now I open question answer session for our esteemed investors.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ms. Sonali Shah from SK Advisor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. I have like few questions. So what, going ahead, like what are our expansion plans for the EBO stores?
EBO stores, we are targeting another 10 stores for the current year. But a lot will depend upon the current sentiment of the market and all. So and, we are holding any further immediate, but coming quarter we'll probably look for another 5-7 stores.
Okay, sir. And sir, could you just throw some light on the sales split in the rural areas and the urban areas, as well as the trends in the sales for both these areas?
Rural India contributes approximately 55% of the total sales, and urban India contributes 45% of the sales.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Varun Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, quite audible. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Actually, I had a couple of questions. Firstly, I wanted to know, like, are we planning to do any capex guidance for FY24 or 25? Like,
capex, what we do year-on-year basis to support the business is around 25 to 30 crores.
Okay.
So that will continue.
Okay, so like can we expect, like any growth is expected in this number?
Yeah, as we said, like export unit also we have inaugurated this year. So currently export are a little soft, but in coming quarters we are quite hopeful that should do well.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So my next question was, like, how is the demand shaping up for thermalware segment? what has been the current order book for this quarter two?
Like quarter two, it was quite good, but quarter three, as we are seeing the season, a lot will depend upon the season. Quarter two has been good, so quarter three, we are hopeful. So next 10-15 days are quite crucial. So a lot will depend on the weather.
Okay. My last question is, like, our exports have been muted for this quarter. Like, when can we expect this to normalize?
Normalize, we are not sure. We are expecting it should do well in coming, not in quarter three, but from quarter four onwards, once the global economy revives, Europe and all, that should pick up from quarter four. That is our understanding. But in immediate term, we see yarn prices going soft because little dullness in export.
Oh, okay, fine, sir. My questions are answered. Thank you. And happy Diwali in advance, sir.
To you too. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Pritesh Jain from PJ Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audio?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so congratulations on a good setup number. So my first question is, what will be our branding and advertising cost for the H2 and going ahead?
Year on year basis, 7%, so we stick to 7%.
Okay. Can you shed some light on the performance of our subsidiaries, Rupa Bangladesh, Rupa Fashion, Euro Fashion, Oban, and so on?
Currently, we have 5 subsidiaries, Oban Fashion, Imogi, Euro, Rupa Fashions, and Bangladesh. Out of 3, Oban, Imogi, and Euro, both are EBITDA and PAT positive, but Rupa Fashion and Rupa Bangladesh has negligible losses.
Okay. So, the follow-up on that is, which of them are PAT positive?
Oban, Imogi, and Euro are PAT positive.
Okay.
Mr. Pritesh, are you done with your questions?
Yes. Thank you. Happy Diwali in advance.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ms. Anushka Chitnis from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have one question in that considering the reduction in net debt and working capital has also been reduced, what's your ideal leverage that's being targeted for FY24?
Means we have target to reduce our working capital days to around 225 days.
Okay.
From March, it was 270 days.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Ms. Forum from Abacus. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Few questions from my end. Like, have you taken any price hikes in the month of October?
Price hike we have taken initially in October, ma'am, but as per competition we have withdrawn that in towards the end of the month. So the price hike was taken but it didn't stick in the market. We have to withdraw it. So current year we have not taken any price hikes. But that's due. I think in coming quarters we have to take one.
Got it, sir.
And a lot will depend upon the yarn price. Hmm. So let's see what happens next month.
Got it. And so for full year, what would be our revenue guidance?
Revenue guidance, ma'am, as earlier committed, 18-20% is our target. So quantity-wise, of course, we will do better. Volume-wise, value-wise, a lot will depend upon the yarn prices. We might do better and vice versa. Raw material price will play a major role.
Okay. And so, for first half, if you could quantify how much we have generated from contract manufacturing. We have been, doing contract manufacturing for Reliance and private label for Amazon, etc.
Yeah.
I just want to understand how much revenue has been generated from there.
For the first half, we have generated revenue from contract manufacturing is around 4.5 crore.
4.5 crore.
The 4.5 crore, but with the setting up of a new unit, coming quarter should do quite well.
Okay. And so what is the capacity of the export unit and how much incremental revenue can be generated from this unit?
So around 40 to 50,000 pieces per day, which would help us to increase the revenue of around 100 crore plus with the full with the 80 to 90% capacity.
And so current capacity would be how much? Capacity utilization?
We have just commissioned the unit, ma'am, so it will start now.
Okay, okay. And so have we hired any expert to look after the product mix of the EBOs?
For the export? For the EBO, yes. We recently hired an EBO manager.
All right, sir.
Just focusing on EBO, we had a modern trade head, but somebody to focus on an EBO, we hired somebody last month.
Okay, got it. And so can you quantify, like in quarter two, thermalware sales, how much would that be?
Quarter two or then quarter one? Quarter two. Sale is around 30 crores and it contributes around 7% of the total revenue.
30 crores. Okay, so and like we were holding like thermal inventory worth 70 crores as on March. So
yeah.
I think part of that has been exhausted now.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to understand the demand trends that are shaping in the mass segment as well as in the premium segment. How it has been in the quarter and how it has been for the October month.
Segment-wise, as quantity-wise I have mentioned, like in economy we did a growth of 9% in quarter 2. In mid-premium, we did a growth of 20%, and premium, we did a growth of 22%. And half-yearly-wise, economy, we did 11%, mid-premium, 12%, and premium is a little flat.
Sir, I was just asking on qualitative basis, how is the feeler in the market on demand perspective? Not the quantitative-wise, whether you think this 20-22% is a good number or bad number, or it could have been better, given that we have there has been demand constraint in the past 1-2 quarters.
I wouldn't say it can't better, it would have been better, but because of the just yarn prices became, and future it looks a little soft in coming quarters, so the demand is not as it should have been, we could have done better. So, okay. Definitely coming quarters, things should be better.
So, this is valid across mass as well as mid-premium and premium categories. You're not seeing any green shoots anywhere?
No. Across all categories, a lot will depend upon the...
And how has been the Pujo sales, as per your understanding, the festival?
The sales has been decent, man.
Okay. And how's the traction on the sportswear athleisure category for macro and macro women segment?
It has done decent. It has done decent. We won't say that it has done great, but it has been decent.
Okay. And sir, you think the 18-20% growth guidance that you have given, is it achievable given 15% growth in Q2 or we still have to try harder to achieve 18-20%?
No, that's, as I mentioned, ma'am, value-wise a lot will depend upon the yarn prices, but volume-wise, of course, we'll do better. And a lot will depend upon the raw material prices. If raw material prices firms up, then yeah, value-wise also we should do better. But quantity-wise, yeah, it's quite achievable.
Okay. And sir, what are your plans to increase your distribution network in terms of distributors and MBO outlets?
That's regular process, ma'am. And we have started a retail tie-up program, a loyalty program, which is happening, and we are gradually trying to expand it to other cities and other towns. So that is happening. So we are trying with that three cities. It has some initial starting hiccups. We are working on that. Once same is sorted, we'll expand it pan India gradually.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you too.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rehan from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
First of all, congrats on a great set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. First would be that which product do you see generating the most significant volume growth for y'all, or which segment do y'all see the same? If you could share some light on that.
Like, we see opportunity across all the segments, whether it is economy, mid-premium or premium. Economy, and we recently endorsed with Ranbir Kapoor. So India as a country, there is a huge potential economy. Although our base is big in economy, but we still see a big opportunity there. Mid-premium, we don't have such huge numbers, so definitely premium equal opportunity is there to grow 20% at least. So we see opportunity across all the categories, across all the segments. As a part of overall economy, we are still very small in numbers, so that opportunity-wise, we don't see a challenge anyways.
If you could, can you share a split on like the segments that you have, which is economy, mid-premium, etc., premium? Can you share the split of revenue on that if you have the data with you?
Yes, split of revenue. Economy segment contributes around 32%, mid-premium contributes around 58%, premium segment contributes around 10%.
Okay. And we used to do earlier about 15-18% EBITDA margins. Do you see in the coming years that we would revive those levels again?
We would love to see that. I mean, years all depends, a lot will depend upon the yarn prices. So once yarn prices are little firm and the trade has more confidence about the stability and about the upgoing of the yarn prices, yes. So currently we are taking a hit because of our earlier inventory also. But as you see in current quarter, our margins has been 11% and 10.5%. And on yearly basis, in next two quarters it will do well. So year average should be around 11-12%. And in coming years it should definitely do well.
Okay. Well, if I can squeeze in a last question. The women part of your segment would, like your revenue segment would be about 11-12%, right? Do you see any significant growth in that part coming forward?
Yes, means women segment has a great opportunity in times to come. Currently we are contributing, our total revenue constitutes around 11%. In future, we are hopeful that it contributes around 20% in next 2-3 years down the line.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Ketan Athavale from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to know about the improvement in margin that we have had recently. So can you throw a bit light on that? And can you please provide guidance for FY 25 and 26 margin guidance?
Means current year margin guidance is around 11-12%. Definitely will improve going forward for 25-26. Every year around 1-1.5%.
Okay. And what will be the major reasons for margin improvement which we have recently seen and which we will experience going ahead?
It would be contribution to gross margins, as well as we'll control the ad spend and other operational overheads, which would lead to improve the margins in coming years.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Yep.
So first of all, our gross margins have fallen in this quarter.
Your voice is breaking, sir.
Can you hear me? Is it more clear?
Yeah, better.
So, sir, our gross margins have fallen in this current quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, it is because of the change of mix. Means economic, means...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? So, sir, our gross margins have fallen in the current quarter by almost 5-6%. And our EBITDA margin has moved up again to double-digit margins after three quarters. Is it fair to assume, first of all, this EBITDA margin growth has been primarily led due to advertisement expenses falling back to 6-7%?
Yes.
So how do we see the gross margin movement going ahead?
Means the reason for declining gross margin is basically the change of mix. In terms of volume, the economy segment contributes around 45% to this quarter. So going forward, it would be rationalized and the contribution from premium and mid-premium segment will increase and gross margins will improve thereon.
Sure. And sir, you mentioned the demand is soft and also the price hike which you took in October 1st week due to the soft demand that has been reversed now. So how do we... And at the same time, you are projecting around 18-20% revenue growth for FY24. Which would mean that in the second half, you need to grow by almost 30-35% over the previous year second half. So what gives you confidence that we can deliver that kind of 18-20% revenue growth?
So as mentioned in earlier talks also, quantity-wise it's quite achievable. A lot will depend upon the yarn prices. If yarn prices firms up, that's quite achievable. But if yarn prices become soft, and the reason to withdraw that price hike was expectation of soft yarn prices, so a lot will depend upon the yarn prices.
So basically, sir, that means if the yarn prices continue to remain at the current level,
yeah.
So then, in spite of the volume growth, since the prices are down by around 8-10%, we may not be able to deliver that kind of growth.
You mean to say 18-20% growth with the current yarn prices?
Yeah, sales value growth.
No, that's achievable.
Mm-hmm. You are saying at current yarn prices, sales value growth of 18% is achievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And sir, with regards to the longer term question.
We have invested a lot in the brand and all. We have invested a lot in the economy brand. We never used to have a brand ambassador. So a brand ambassador is there that should give us a big support. And for other brands also, we are investing heavily on marketing. And top of that, we have set up a new export unit, which would help us in contract manufacturing also. So coming quarters, well, we are quite hopeful. And we are on the job.
But sir, the exports is still a very small figure compared to our overall top line.
But contract manufacturing, you can scale up once you have that unit with you. That scaling up is easier then.
Sure. And for a slightly longer term question in terms of your presentation, where you have mentioned the X factor areas will go up almost 3x in 4 years. So we are talking about taking that business from around 180 to 200 close to 600 close plus. So. And overall, you have given a guidance that in 3 years, you will be reaching 2,000 crores. So what are the step one, step two, step three, four strategies which are being put in place? And if you could spell those strategies more in quantitative terms to achieve this kind of number going ahead?
It will be difficult to share it on the phone number, on the con call, but if you have a detailed presentation, we can share it in more further detail. But step one, step two, step three, the logic is same. We have to increase the distribution network. As mentioned earlier also, we have to do a retail tie-up. So we have launched a retail tie-up scheme also. So we have taken various efforts, various strategies are there. How fast and how quick we implement that all depends upon that. So we are working on same.
Sure. So last question on the pricing front. Pricing has been an issue for...
To tell about the 3 years in step one, step two, step three is a little difficult, sir.
Sure. Got it, sir. And, sir, with regards to the pricing pressures, which the industry has been going for almost 3-4 quarters now, so Earlier it was, of course, 1 year back it was more due to the cotton prices, and then yarn prices are not going up. Is it like this competitive pressure in the industry overall has changed in last one or two years, whereby it is difficult for organized players like us, but or I should say the branded players like us, apart from the other three or four large brands, we are finding it difficult to push a pricing growth?
I think after a huge yarn price hike and everything in during COVID times, where our company has done outstanding. A lot of what I think balancing factor is still happening, because that athleisure demand was quite high that time, yarn prices were quite high. Everything is softened up that time. That balancing is happening. Probably by this quarter or this year, that balancing thing should be happening and it should phase out. From next year onwards, things should be stable. Trade also is stable. They are aware about yarn prices won't fall. We have seen a yarn prices fall of 30%, which is historically we have never seen. Such things have never happened before historically. Neither trade has seen that, neither we have seen, industry has seen that. I think the worst has happened and things should be stable. Once things are stable, we look forward to a normal growth and a normal operations again.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best, and wish you all a very happy Diwali.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question of the session. Please go ahead, sir, with your question.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question, and congrats for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My question, sir, is on the EBITDA margin. First half we are like close to 9%, second quarter is 10.7%, and we are saying that 11%-12% for the full year. To reach 11%-12% for full year, I think we need second half to be like 13%-14% type EBITDA. Are you confident on achieving that kind of number?
Yeah, we are quite hopeful, sir, with that.
Sir, what would be the reason? Is it like thermal will have higher margins, or is it like cotton prices have come down, so we expect better in margin improvement, sir?
A lot will happen because of the stock cost averaging out, and in premiumization is also one factor. Thermal should do well compared to last year. Athleisure should do well. The outerwear we are focusing on, and a few new ranges we have launched in last years where margins are better. Those things together should help us to achieve those kind of numbers.
Got it. Got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for connecting on the call today. I would also like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering all the queries today. We are Orient Capital, investor relation advisor to Rupa & Company Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you everyone, and have a nice day.
Thank you everybody, and wishing you all a very happy and prosperous Diwali again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Rupa & Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.